And joining us on the telephone right now, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Glad to have you with us. Were you in on this hearing yesterday?
I was not. I was in that armed service hearing that was, you know, very important, so I just could not make that one.
Let me ask you a little bit about a few things this morning. I know that that hearing sounds like it kind of took a bad turn for Louisiana. What are you hearing kind of the talk this morning about how that turned out?
Well, everybody's frustrated, I know, on both ends of the spectrum, both the federal and the state level, that the money has not yet gotten into anybody's hands. And, of course, they were mainly addressing the August flood. In the OGR hearing yesterday, the issue for us in you know, the 5th District is we've had two horrific floods, March and August, and we haven't seen any money from the March flood. So now we're a year plus out, and no money has been dispersed. So, you know, I understand the frustration on both sides of the spectrum. I just, you know, I don't want to place blame on anybody. I just want the money in these people's hands, the businesses' hands. And let's get this done. You know, it again, I think there is certainly some things that could be improved with the disbursement of the money. There's a lot of things I would love to see FEMA improve. You know, there's a lot of things that need to be done. But what needs to be done right now is to get some checks and some people's and some businesses' hands, because I was listening to your broadcast before you put me on. There are thousands of Louisianians still dispersed across the nation in hotels with relatives and other types of homes that are not back in their homes in Louisiana. So the number that the government, you know, evidently didn't know, it's in the several thousands of people.
Let me ask this question, because I'm going to sit down this weekend and write my check to the government and pay my taxes. I look at the United States budget, and I know President Obama spent a lot of money. We spent more money in that presidency than we have in a lot of the other ones put together. But it doesn't seem like the Republicans have cranked down on the spending too much. We're right up against the budget limit. Are there things that you think the budget can be tightened down, and we can ratchet down and get some savings somewhere?
Oh, most assuredly. I mean, there is so much waste, fraud, and abuse, both on the federal, state, local levels. Yeah, yes, you bet there are. And we're not talking millions of dollars. We're talking hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars on the federal level. And I could give you a list of frivolous money that would basically raise your blood pressure if you knew where some of your money was going to, such as a $300,000 study on, you know, studying the effects of cocaine on quail, the little bird that we try to shoot in South Texas, a fish treadmill. I don't know how you get a fish on a treadmill, but these are the types of things that make people angry. It makes me angry. And again, what we need to do here on the federal level is be able to hold these agencies that distribute this money to these insane things accountable. The problem is right now we give an agency money, and then we lose our ability to determine how that money goes. So there's a whole lot that could be done to rein in spending, to stop this waste and abuse of taxpayers' money. I'm like you. I've got to write a check myself here in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, if it were going to all good stuff, we wouldn't be nearly as hesitant to do that. But a lot of the money does not go to good stuff.
All right. I know you're not in the Senate, but what are your thoughts about the possible use of the nuclear option here in the Gorsuch nomination?
Well, I think you'll see it used today, and I think you'll see Gorsuch be confirmed today with the nuclear option. I think we've got three Democrats that they would vote for him, but of course, we need eight. I don't think we're going to get the eight on the Democratic side. And again, this is a man that every one of the Democrats voted for on the appellate court. And you know what happened between there and you know, now? Well, you got a Trump presidency, so it's all politics. It's nothing about the man. This is one of the finest judges that we could ever want on the Supreme Court. So if we have to lose the nuclear option to get him on there, so be it. I'm like Mitch McConnell. One way or another, he'll be confirmed.
I sat down yesterday. I had lunch with a helicopter pilot who works for the Navy, and he was a little concerned about the tensions in the Korean Peninsula, and then also looking at what's going on in China. Let's start with North Korea. What's going on over there? It seems like we're kind of ratcheting up our rhetoric a little bit. Can you brief us on what's going on there?
What I can tell you is that, you know, of all the global threats that we as the United States face, North Korea is probably the most prominent. I think Senator John McCain called him a crazy fat kid over there in North Korea, and he is crazy. And when you have a world leader that, governs just out of fear and manipulation, and when you have a guy like that that does have ballistic missiles, does have nuclear weapons, it becomes a very, very tenuous situation. So, you know, I know the president is working on it. We're actually working on some stuff up here. So that's where you got to watch. China needs to get more involved with North Korea to rein them in. China can do this. China has a huge economic partnership with North Korea. And that's one reason China doesn't want to get too involved, is because North Korea feeds China a lot of money. However, you know, if they start launching missiles and bombs, then economics mean nothing when you don't have a country. So we need to put significant pressure on China. We need to put significant pressure on the UN, and we certainly need to ratchet up our pressure, which we're doing with President Trump. He's a strong leader, and you're going to see some changes.
All right, Congressman, gotta go. Thank you for calling in. We'll speak again next week.
You guys have a great day.